Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. Emma's in the studio with me. Emma, we've been looking at child maintenance, and what's one of the ways you can kind of reach an agreement? Can it be done between you, or is it done by the child maintenance service?
So the child maintenance service can be a really useful reference point for obtaining a private arrangement. But if you can't reach an agreement privately, the child maintenance service can help you to obtain the maintenance. However, unfortunately, they will usually charge you for that pleasure. So it's good to try and reach an agreement privately.
Okay. So if you do reach an agreement about this with your spouse, ex-spouse, about child maintenance, does it need to be recorded?
Yeah, so if you and your spouse or ex-spouse have come to an agreement with regards to your family assets, that agreement will need to be set out in a consent order, and it may, within that consent order, be appropriate to include details of any private agreement about child maintenance. You may have agreed a figure higher than the child maintenance calculator, and that is fine, as everyone's family situation is different. What you must be live to is that, because of an odd quirk of English law, after 1 year of that consent order being approved, either you or your ex-partner can apply to the child maintenance service for it to do an assessment, and that will take precedence over what you had agreed within the order regarding child payments in your financial settlement. This is quite odd, because actually the rest of your consent order is binding.
Yeah.
And for some clients, the one-year rule could be a good thing. The payee's income may have increased over the year and be more than the agreements in the consent order. However, for others, it may be a bad thing and the child maintenance might be reduced. So it can be risky to rock the boat and refer to the child maintenance service after the year if you don't know what your ex-partner's income is, which you don't always.
Yeah.
So it's really essential to take legal advice, as we can help to protect your situation, if it's appropriate, against your spouse applying to the child maintenance service when we're looking at your settlement as a whole.
So what's this about a consent order then? Can you state things in this consent order that your child maintenance is going to be paid, that it was used with the child maintenance calculator?
Absolutely. So you can say that child maintenance will be paid in accordance with the child maintenance calculator, whatever that may be, from time to time. That's fine. But the recipient of the child maintenance should always stay live to whether they believe there's been a notable increase in the payee's income. And the payee should also consider making a further application to the CMS if their financial circumstances have changed. Okay. So one example might be if they're starting to spend more overnights with the child.
Okay, so you hear stories about parents preventing a child from spending time with a parent when they haven't paid, say, their maintenance. Is this a relevant factor with this?
Absolutely not. So the law relating to children is really clear that even if a parent doesn't pay a single penny in maintenance, this should have no impact on whether the child should spend time with that parent. So if your child is being prevented from spending time with you for this reason, it's really important that you do urgently seek some legal advice.
Emma, thank you so much for coming in again. If people want to get in touch, if they've heard the show tonight and they want to find out more, how can they get in touch with you at Harrogate Family Law?
Absolutely. So they can contact us on our main office number, which is 01423 594 680, or they can contact us directly via our website at harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk.
Emma, thank you so much for coming in. I know you're really, really busy, so I really appreciate your time. We'll see you in May.
Yes, see you next time. Thank you.